the town of Aquafilla rode a stranger one fine day. He hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip, for the stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more. 1 and 19 more. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red and not clear leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly, with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment, and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have gone on living, but he made one final slip when he tried to match the ranger with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.